phase twice a day. Of course, if we were on the wall way itself, we might reach Eid Marun even faster, despite the overnight stops, but my parents say the wallways are mostly reserved for official business. My friend Haina thinks we might be allowed to travel on the wallways anyway. Even though we live beyond the Dunaran border, she says she knows more than I do about such things. Even more than Dunaran adults. I'm not sure about that, but Haina is almost 12, and is certain about many things, even things that happen in other countries. Haina's older brother and sister, their mother is Kanayaran, so their family is very large, didn't seem to believe her. When she spoke about the wallway, they just rolled their eyes and kept working with my parents. They're learning how to take care of our farm while we are gone. I don't know how my parents can afford it. The other farmers nearby call us the gardeners, since we grow so few crops. But I think father and mother earn a lot of bilan when they go back over the border to the closest wallway tower every month. I ask questions about what they do there, but they always change the topic. I act like I do not notice when they do that, but I know that they are trying to distract me. I also know that if they could tell me, they would. I think whatever work they do at the Wallway Tower may be the reason we have been invited to the big gathering, or progress, that will take place in Eid Marun. Honestly, the farmers who live near us are right. We make just enough food for ourselves, and neither father or mother are very good at growing it. But we seem to have money when we need it, and new books to read when we finish the ones borrowed from their friends back in Dunara. I'm just excited to see a real city, although I will miss our mastiff Grip, and all our cats, and Shoulders, our draft horse. And Mama has told me to snuff out the candle, that we have a long day of travel ahead of us, and that if I'm tired, I might miss all sorts of things. So I am putting out the candle right away. But I'm not sure I will sleep. I'm still too excited. Chapter 1 Druidane had to lean backwards to see the parapet at the top of the lookout spire. Rising up from one of the wallway towers, the slender stone needle seemed poised to chase the day's sparse white clouds higher into the bright blue sky. His mother leaned down close to his ear.
"From the top," she whispered, "you can see all the way to the bay."
Whereas just a year ago, Druidane might have become wide-eyed in surprise at such a claim, he buried that reflex under a doubting sideways glance.
"Mama, Mother, that's almost 15 leagues."
His father shrugged.
"A bit more, actually. But you can indeed see the bay and well out into the Sea of Kudak."
"So have you been up there?"
His father's eyebrows raised in what began as genuine surprise, and then became feigned injury.
"Son, you don't believe me? I am cut to the quick."
Druidane smiled.
"Still, Papa, you didn't answer the question. Have you been on top of the spire?"
His mother wrapped her arms around him from behind.
"You are as stubborn as your father,"
who smiled ruefully. "I prefer the term persistent, dear wife." Her answering laugh sparked Druidane's own. His father's smile widened. So did his arms as he reached out and gathered them close. It was a fine feeling, being in that family embrace. Looking out upon the ships coming up the river as they stood on the wall walk, cool in the wide shadow of this particularly squat wallway tower. None of the wallway's many towers were exactly alike, but seen from the barge that had brought them almost 100 leagues south into Dunara, their outlines were identical. But this tower also served as the spire's foundation, and so was very different.
"I wish we could go up there," Druidane said, pointing overhead. "I would like to see the bay."
By way of answer, his father swung him up to his broad shoulders and pointed to where the river wound through forests to the west. Druidane hugged his father's forehead with both arms.
"Thanks, Papa, but I still can't."